This is the Daily Ebola Update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with a roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the US, and the world.
March 23rd marks 1 year since the World Health Organization declared an Ebola outbreak in Guinea. Jennifer Lazuta has more from Dakar with reporting from Zakaria Kamara in Conakry on what progress has been made and why the virus continues to plague the country where it started.
More than a year after the first Ebola case was discovered in southeastern Guinea's forest region, the number of new reported cases continues to increase. The World Health Organization says there have now been more than 3,400 cases in Guinea since the outbreak began, and nearly 25,000 overall in West Africa. The WHO says the week ending March 15th saw 95 new cases in Guinea, the highest weekly number since the end of last year. Spokesman Fode Tase Sila is with Guinea's National Coordination Unit for the Fight Against Ebola.
Aujourd'hui, c'est la réticence qui empêche.
He says today it is resistance that is preventing our teams from progressing and taking charge of this virus, so Ebola continues. It is no longer difficult to stop the outbreak. He adds everyone needs to come together and each person must take responsibility to defend Guinea from an enemy that is touching everyone. Social mobilization teams have been traversing the country for months, going door to door to spread messages about modes of transmission and prevention measures. Similar messages have been aired on the radio and TV, as well as on billboards throughout towns and cities. Despite some people taking heed, many continue to engage in risky behaviors, such as touching and washing the bodies of their sick loved ones, hiding suspected Ebola cases from health workers, and sticking to unsafe burial practices. Guinea is now equipped logistically to handle the outbreak, but even having the best response measures in place will only work if people trust them. Doctors Without Borders in Guinea head of missions, Jerome Matone, spoke to VOA from Conakry.
Today it's not a matter of number of beds, team deployed for patient care or contact tracing, even if none of it is really perfect, but at least it is there. While to fight against the resistance of the population really takes to move almost door to door to convince people, along with people from their community, from people that they know already and that they trust.
Alusan Makanera Kake is Guinea's Minister of Communication.
Nous avons mis en relief la communication institutionnelle, la communication.
He says Guinea has put in place communication strategies and social mobilization teams because those factors contribute to putting a stop to Ebola. But he says customs, traditions, and conduct constitute the main reasons why there is still a chain of transmission. Kake added,
mais comme le président le disait,
the president has said it is easier to go from 100 cases to 10 than it is to get from 10 cases to zero, but Guinea still needs to follow the path to eradication. Authorities in Guinea say they will prosecute anyone who is found hiding a possible Ebola case or anyone who is caught traveling to another part of the country without papers proving they are Ebola negative. Jennifer Lazuta for VOA News, Dakar.
Hopes of declaring Liberia Ebola-free were dashed on Friday when someone tested positive, the first infection in 3 weeks. Liberia had discharged its last Ebola case on March 5th. Since then, it had been counting down the 42 days that a country must wait in order to be declared Ebola-free. The head of Liberia's Ebola case management team expressed added concern because the patient's infection could not be traced to any known chain of transmission. Some health officials speculate the new Ebola patient may have been infected by someone from a neighboring country where new cases of the virus continue to appear. They believe it also possible the patient may have had sex with a survivor. Research indicates that the virus may survive in the semen of a male survivor for up to 3 months. The International Rescue Committee is helping local officials to identify all possible contacts the Ebola patient has had in recent weeks. More than 4,200 people have died of Ebola in Liberia, the highest toll among the three worst-hit countries. In all, more than 10,000 have died of the virus. Almost 25,000 have been infected. In spite of the setback, Liberians have embraced efforts to test two vaccines that might prevent the virus infection. Scientists are traveling around the country to explain the purpose and safety of the trials. Dr. Stephen Kennedy, the Liberian lead investigator for the study, was among the first to volunteer for the vaccine trial. He received his injection in front of the media. Since then, more than 700 Liberians have volunteered for the trials. Kennedy said they only needed 600 volunteers. Sierra Leone and Guinea will also launch vaccine trials. Guinea is starting trials as early as this week, but with a different strategy. In addition to vaccinating about 1,500 health workers, investigators in Guinea will offer injections to whole communities. The Ebola virus has become a political issue in Sierra Leone. Political opponents of President Ernest Bai Koroma have threatened to protest last week's sacking of Vice President Samuel Sam-Sumana. In addition to a constitutional challenge in the Supreme Court and a boycott of the national legislature, leaders of the Sierra Leone's People Party have threatened to hold mass demonstrations. The president's spokesman has acknowledged the right of free speech, but warns that mass protests will not be tolerated. He says the banning of large gatherings during the Ebola crisis will be enforced by police. Sam-Sumana was ousted from office by Mr. Koroma when the vice president started to organize another political party. He had voluntarily quarantined himself in his home because one of his bodyguards died of Ebola. His quarantine period ended on Friday.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day or tune into our special Ebola updates Monday to Saturday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.
L'Afrique est pleine de tristesse, de voir nos familles mourir. Ne touchons pas nos malades, ne touchons pas nos mourants. Tout le monde est en danger, les jeunes et les anciens. Il faut agir pour nos familles.
Ennemi. Si vous vous sentez malade, les docteurs vont vous aider. Je vous rassure, les docteurs vont vous aider. Il y a de l'espoir d'arrêter Ebola. Et confiance aux docteurs.
Ebola, Ebola.
Yeah.
Kissy. I believe in, I believe in, I believe in. brûle dans votre sol.